This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Surveys show more than half of Americans are stressed about money, and employers are beginning to take note. A growing number of them are offering financial education programs to their workers. As LEU of WABE in Atlanta reports, the idea is that a less stressed-out employee is a more productive one.
At a Waffle House south of Atlanta, Ashley Johnson stacks clean plates above a metal grill. The morning rush is over, but the shop's getting ready for lunch. Johnson's just finished a manager training program with Waffle House, and one of the things that came with it was coaching about personal finances.
That I was spending way too much money on food. I need to cook more.
As a new manager, her income runs in the $40,000 range. She's learned how to manage her own finances better, along with all the skills needed to run a Waffle House, like dealing with inventory and maintaining equipment. The financial coaching part guides employees on how to get rid of personal debt or save up for emergencies.
I realize that I go out a lot, and so that I need to cut back. Sometimes when you're just spending money, it's like, okay, you're not really realizing what you're spending your money on or how much money you're spending until you actually look at it on paper. I'm like, wow, I spent that much money?
Waffle House is among a growing number of companies, including Home Depot and Haverty's Furniture, that are offering what are called financial wellness programs for employees. The company pays for them, and it's free to the workers. Mikhail Greenstein-Weiss is a professor at Washington University in St. Louis. She says these programs have grown since the recession, as financial worries have carried over to the workplace.
Financial concerns reported to be the single greatest source of stress.
And while it's free for workers, she says companies are realizing that more focused and engaged employees might help the bottom line. But she says the verdict is still out on how well these programs are working. SunTrust Bank is selling these financial wellness products to about 40 companies. Brian Ford with SunTrust Bank says one of the goals of the program is to help all employees, including low-wage workers.
Regardless of income, people need financial literacy. That's as true on the low end as it is on the high end. There is an underserved population.
Waffle House says it's still testing out the program with manager trainees before rolling it out to all of its employees. In Atlanta, I'm Ellie Yu for Marketplace.